A word before is worth two behind.
It's early evening. Jack and Mojo have just returned from a romp around the hills and fields of Inverness. As they enter the mansion...
Jack, this must be Chief Mojo Sam, the Udo man.
Just Mojo's fine, ma'am.
When I saw the two of you coming across the field, I thought, just what Inverness needs, Africa.
Mojo, this is Madam Trunknose.
I'm not from Africa, ma'am.
But you are a descendant of those noble peoples, yes?
Well, yeah.
Oh, please, have a seat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, America is blessed, is it not? And what would America have been without the black peoples?
Well...
We have been blessed by you peoples.
Oh, yeah.
Jack, can you imagine America without Africa?
Well, a little pale, I think.
American music would be what? Mantovani? 1001 Strings? Yanni? Oh, can you imagine? No jazz, no rock and roll, no swing, and no boogie-woogie, no hippity-hop. You would be a peoples without a beat.
Not even a beatnik.
Exactly. Jack, no beat, no beatsniks. Even our language would be stripped of so much of its precious soul. Such expressions as, hey man, give me some skin. Or, Peter, don't fail me now, simply would not exist.
Is she serious?
I don't.
Oh, Mojo-sam, there would be no gospel. And worst of all, no blues.
Not bad.
Oh, it is the African rhythm that nourishes the soul of America. Do you agree?
If you put it that way.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Now, Jack, your Uncle Jowls was very fond of Africa.
Well, apparently he sure shot and stuffed enough of it.
Tell me, Chief Mojo, what did you feel walking the lands of Inverness?
From what I've been hearing, there's been a whole lot of shaking going on.
It is strongest near the temple ruins.
Oh, yeah, I could feel it.
I know. But once the moon rises, oh...
What do you think it is?
Well, I am certain that the temple and the circle of stones are of Celtic origin. But prior to the construction of the temple, something else was there.
Hmm?
We know that many Christian churches were built upon what were once considered pagan places of worship.
Well, that's true.
Our Christian religious holidays correspond to pagan holidays, and yet the pagan influence has conveniently been unacknowledged.
Oh, yeah.
And Pan, oh, the god of fertility and earthly pleasures, they made him the model of Satan.
They sure did a number on poor Pan.
Yeah. You might say he got panned.
Oh, that's bad.
Boys, settle down. Now. I believe this. The trembling we are feeling may be the return of the pagan.
The return of a pagan god?
Perhaps. Gods are a manifestation of energy, are they not?
Apparently, my aunt had Dr. Missoula put a lid on it.
Are you talking about the Gnath?
Exactly. She wrote in her ledger that the Gnath had been put back in the bottle. And the way she described the Gnath, it's almost identical to what's been happening here. And she warned that if it continued unchecked, it could get totally out of hand.
Did she mean it had disrupted her orderly life?
Well, probably. Now, Mojo, you said a Gnath, at least the biblical definition, is a garden. But I don't get it. Where's the connection? What garden?
That mushroom.
Ah.
Why is it growing like that?
Yes, that monstrous mushroom.
Wait a minute. You mean this energy we're feeling is feeding that mushroom?
Well, what else around here is growing that big or getting really weird?
I have seen things floating in the air, but nothing else I can think of.
Oh, wait a minute. I can. The masks.
What masks?
There's a cottage in the woods, and it's filled with masks. Now, one night I went there, and they were talking to each other.
The masks?
Well, actually, they were having a little party.
That's good.
Oh, that's extraordinary.
I want to see these masks.
I have one. It's painted gold. Someone left it in my room, and I hung it out on the porch. I'll go get it.
Mojo, Jack tells me you work with the tarot.
Mm-hmm.
I, too, read the tarot.
Hey, I've never seen a deck like that.
It is the Celtic tarot.
Here's the mask.
I have never seen a mask like this before.
Did it talk to you?
Well, I'm not sure, but maybe in my sleep.
It feels like it's alive.
Yeah, everything's feeling a little tingly right now.
What kind of wood is this, Jack?
I don't know.
It's not painted on the inside. Hey, look at this. It's not wood.
Huh?
Then what is it?
It's mushroom.
No.
No, it can't be. This mask was carved before that mushroom even grew.
Well, who's to say they want other mushrooms growing here in Inverness?
Wait a minute. You mean Inverness is the Gnath?
Yes, the garden.
It isn't every kind of wood that a whistle can be made from.
It's late afternoon as Jack and Mojo make their way through the woods, down a path bordered by bluebells, cowslips, and violets.
Hey, you never mentioned a gingerbread house.
That's because it wasn't here before.
You mean like the mushroom, it just grew?
Hey, that's Rufus.
How you doing, Squire?
And that's the Mask Man.
But he doesn't wear a mask.
No, he just carves them. I want you to meet Mojo Sam.
How are you, Mojo?
Just fine.
Hey, Rufus, how you doing?
Would you like some tea?
Yeah, sure.
Tell me, Mask, are you the one who carved this house out of that mushroom?
It's a dasha.
Really?
What's a dasha?
It's a Russian country house.
In a mushroom?
That's right.
I see you have a piano.
You didn't have that before.
Mind if I exercise a little?
Go right ahead. Here you are, Mojo.
Thanks.
I love it when Mojo's fingers do the talking.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't this a bit unusual?
What's that?
Carving a house out of a 30-foot mushroom?
Well, 36 feet, 7 inches. Here you go, Squire.
What kind of tea is this?
Lapsang Souchong.
When the mushroom dies, will it shrivel up?
Not any more than a tree shrivels up when it dies.
Is it still alive?
That's right.
What are you going to put out a sign? One bedroom mushroom for rent?
I wasn't thinking of that.
Are you planning to move in?
No.
Then who are you making it for?
When it's finished, the right person will come along.
So you think it'll stay alive even though you've hollowed out the inside?
These things don't die, not easily.
Does that mean there have been others growing around here?
Well, there's been a few.
It's the same material that you use for your masks.
That's right.
Were the other mushrooms as big as this one?
No, only 6, maybe 7 feet at the most.
Any idea where they came from?
I don't think they're indigenous to Inverness.
Do you know where they came from?
It's hard to say.
I was telling Mojo about the other night, when I stopped by your cottage. I thought you were having a party, but when I stepped inside, there was no one here, except for the masks.
Well, like I said, it has to do with the vibration we're feeling.
But your masks were talking to each other.
They never say anything.
You get any sleep?
I just tell them to quiet down.
Well, don't you find this a little odd?
Why should I?
Well, you know, inanimate objects talking to each other.
What you call inanimate objects do that all the time. You just can't hear it.
Yeah, but yours I did hear.
Well, what harm were they doing?
Well, none. Yet.
You don't remember, do you?
What?
You've been away too long. You can't see.
What?
See what a false world it is. It's all appearances.
True, but what does that have to do with what we're talking about?
I'm sorry, Squire, but I got things to do. I really do.
Fine, fine. I appreciate the tea, at least.
Hey, Mojo?
Yeah?
You can stay and keep playing if you want.
Well, I better go, but I'll just keep playing in my head.
That's a good place to play. You come by any time.
Well, he was friendly to you.
Yeah, I like him.
Hmm. He's protecting someone.
Who?
I don't know.
Do you think his mask breathes?
Mojo, if a mask could breathe air, where would it go? In through its nose and out through the back of its face?
I meant breathe through its pores.
Mojo, they're just masks. Weird, talking masks.
Oh, come on. You know natives can capture spirits with a mask. And didn't you say he learned to carve from some shaman in Bali?
Well, yes, but he's not capturing spirits. Really, Mojo.
Hey, you once told me about a Balinese witch. What's her name? Rhonda?
Oh, yes, her.
Yeah, you said that only a highly trained actor can wear her mask.
Well, yeah.
When someone puts on her mask and calls in her spirit, he's assuming the character of a mythical witch that's so powerful, she's actually driven a few actors crazy.
Yeah, well, that's what they say, but Mojo, listen.
Here, you've got some weird energy that's making things float in the air, and a mask talk to each other, and even the walls of the mansion feel like they're breathing. And you're saying that his master ain't got no life? Oh, come on.
All right, okay, you got a point. But what does it all mean?
Why does it got to mean anything?